إلا الله إلا الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا متعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا اللهم واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا اللهم ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا اللهم ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا رب العالمين أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه عنا معهم أما بعد in the name of Allah سبحانه وتعالى the most compassionate, the most merciful, all praise and thanks are due to him and peace and blessings be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم he who is guided by the will of Allah no one can misguide him and he who is misguided no one can guide him except Allah سبحانه وتعالى I do bear witness that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters Today's khutbah will be about the attitude of the believer towards this life. موقف المؤمن من هذه الحياة. Now, why I will give in a small introduction why I decided to give this khutbah, then what is the importance of this khutbah, then I will be quoting some kind of story from one of the renowned scholars, inshallah. To make things very easy, inshallah, for the listener. Now, what do I mean by the attitude towards life? What is your vision? I think you agree with me that when I say a believer, mu'min, the most important thing, basically, if I want to put it in my language, the most important thing for a believer is the moment when he stands before his Lord in the Day of Judgment. Because the next step that will come after standing before your Lord will decide where to go and what will happen to you eternally. It's either or. Am I exaggerating with this? This could be the disaster or, inshallah, for all of us to be the glad tidings, the good news. Ha umqra'u kitabiya inni dhalamtu anni mulaqad hisabiya fahuwa ti'ishat al-radiya. So I think I'm not exaggerating to say for a believer, basically, his best time in ever of his life, basically, what will happen to him in the hereafter. So thinking about your attitude towards this life connected with the hereafter is not a marginal issue for a believer. Now, why I'm talking about this? From my point of view, at least. Generally, and I repeat this nearly every khutbah, we are living in a very tough materialistic world. So wherever you go, the inputs, the channels that are influencing you, more or less, they revolve around materialism. So house, benefits, you know, insurance, car, buy, work, job, business, money, business, buy, boot, house, rents, you know, leasing, car, something, all the time. You know, within this, how many times you hear Allah? Hereafter. Akhirah. Most of the time, even if you are a good, nice believer, I'm just telling you about the environment that you and me are living without us paying attention to what happens to us. This is one of the reasons. Two, generally speaking, some tough materialists, you know, did it. Those who believe in the very tough way of materialism, sometimes they make fun of us, we, the believers, generally speaking. Damn, you are wasting your time. Be careful. عيش حياتك. Be careful all the time. Be careful. اشتغل منيح. Be careful. Be careful to what? How to have a nice car. No problem. Be careful how to have best job. No problem. But don't forget. And this is what distinguishes a believer from an unbeliever. And from where do I bring this concept? من أين آتي بهذا المفهوم? You know, the discussion that Allah has quoted to us in the Quran in what happened between Qarun من قوم موسى at the time of Pharaoh with the believers from the people of Israel. إذ قال له قومه لا تفرح إن الله لا يحب الفرحين وابتغ فيما آتاك الله الدار الآخرة ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا. This is a law. Allah is quoting on the tongue of the believers, of the people of Israel in their time with Qarun, who was like a dictator, who was like a, you know, supporting the enemies against the Muslims. By the way, people of Israel at that time, they were the true Muslims on earth. So they were telling him, وَابْتَغِ فِيمَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. Generally, the law, 80-85% of what Allah gives you should be dedicated to prepare yourself how to meet your Lord in the hereafter. وَابْتَغِ فِيمَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. Okay, help me. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ. It's like, it's as if you're advising someone going, for example, imagine yourself, I want to give you the simple example of this ayah in the believers talking with Qarun. وَابْتَغِي وَلَا تَنْسَ. It's like you telling your son going for the first day, first year, university, travel, let's say, we are living, say for example, in Oakville or Mississauga, he's going to Waterloo or to London, for example, and he's going to have his own accommodation. My dear son, be careful something, be careful, don't ever go with anyone with drugs, be careful, don't stay at night, because you know some people who are drunk might hurt you, be careful, study very well, and by the way, for example, by the way, it's good if you go to that restaurant because he has a nice food, okay, it's good. But even if you forgot to tell him about the restaurant with a nice food, what will happen? Nothing. But drugs, no, it's a serious problem. He's studying. Actually, he's traveling for that. So we have the major and we have the minor. Okay? It's like this. وَابْتَغِ فِيمَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ وَلَا تَنْسَ. And by the way, don't forget, your share from this world. It's as if 80%, 20%. 90%, 10%, more or less, in my language. Okay? So, depending on the fact that we are living in such way of thinking, taking in consideration these meanings plus the last reason from my point of view when I was preparing, that many people, unfortunately, when the idea of faith or the concept of faith or the word of faith, aqidah or iman is mentioned, we don't have this kind of good, nice feeling, because mainly faith or aqidah means very theoretical things. Philosophical things, and it's not connected to daily practical things. That's why many of us, they don't like to listen to these things, unfortunately. أحبتي عنوان المحاضرة يدور حول ود كيف ينظر الإنسان إلى الحياة الدنيا، كيف ينظر إلى هذه الحياة. من وجهة نظري إيمان ومن وجهة نظري عقيدة، والسبب هو الرئيس الذي يدفعني توكيت جزاك الله خير. السبب الرئيسي الذي يدفع لهذا هو السيطرة وطغيان الفكر المادي علينا الذي ينسي كثيرا منا تذكر أعظم حقيقة هي وجود الله والوقوف بين يدي الله. طغيان واستهزاء الفكر المادي المستهزئ من الفكر الديني أو المتدينين يدعو الإنسان إلى التنبه لهذا الموضوع. Next step. Now, what's the goal of this session for me, this khutbah? الهدف. To be sure from a basic pillar of your faith. One, to understand it, to be aware how to present it, how to explain it, and if someone is attacking, how to defend, and if someone is seeking the knowledge, how to present it in a simple, nice way. مطلوب مني ومنك أخي الكريم أن نفهم لنا. First of all, فاقد الشيء لا يعطيه. The one who does not own something cannot give it to others. This is a common sense. If you are a believer, you should understand the basic pillars of your faith. What I'm gonna discuss today is one of the basic pillars related to the existence of Allah and the hereafter and the accountability. يوم الحساب وجود الله ويوم الآخر والحساب. Basic pillars of Islam. It's not a marginal issue. So it's good to have this kind of informative, this educational session. خطبة الجمعة نتعاون على شيء من العلم أقوي إيماني أفهم أصل جزء من أصل عقيدتي وأعرف كيف أقدمها وكيف أدافع إذا ما هجمت وكيف أعين الآخر إذا أراد أن يبحث عن الحق. In light of this all, let's say, reasons, I will be reading the following story. I'm quoting Sheikh رحمه الله, may Allah descend his mercy upon him, Sheikh Ali Tantawi. Sheikh Ali Tantawi, a Syrian scholar, passed away in 1999. He was born in 1909. He wrote more than maybe 60 or 70 books. One of his great books called Ta'rif Am Bidin al-Islam, General Introduction to Islam. Highly, I recommend this book, 14 chapters, about 200 pages. Very easy, one of the best books in Islam about Aqidah. Very simple language, it's in English, it's translated in Arabic, written in Arabic, translated to English. You can find it as a PDF free copy on the internet. General Introduction to Islam by Ali al-Tantawi. I recommend this for Muslims in general, your kids, for adults, for new Muslims, for non-Muslims to know what Islam is about. Okay? So I'm quoting from this. In one of his chapters, he says, here is another example to compare this world with the world to come. He was explaining something about Islamic faith. He says, some years ago, I'm quoting now, some years ago, the United States announced that it was going to carry out an atomic test on a small island on the Pacific Ocean. أحب الآن أن أقرأ قصة أو حدث ذكره الشيخ علي الطنطاوي رحمه الله العالم السوري المعروف رسول الله سبحانه ورحمه ورحمة واسعة ويتغمده بسع رحمته. يذكر هنا قصة في هذا الكتاب عن موقف البشر من هذه الدنيا ومن اليوم الآخر, ويفصل الموضوع بطريقة لطيفة بسيطة جدا وسهلة لتحدد كيف ما هو موقفك من ربك ومن اليوم القيامة. He says, I'll explain this in English, then I'll explain it in Arabic, the full story. So the United States announced a few years ago, I think he wrote this about 40 years ago. So he was talking about this story, something late 60s or 70s, the story happened about 50 years ago. So the United States announced was going to carry out an atomic test on a small island in the Pacific Ocean. This island was inhabited by a few hundred of fishermen who were asked to vacate the island and were offered residence in the country of their choice with the same terms, conditions as they had been used to. Look to, just to imagine the story. Hundreds of fishermen, they are living in a small isolated island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. United States of America came to them and said, look, you have no choice to say no. This island will be blown in atomic tests. تجربة قنبلة ذرية في جزيرة على المحيط الهادئ لمجموعة عايش عليها مجموعة من صيادي السمك. So, it's innegotiable. You have no choice to say no. We will make the atomic test there. So, please choose any country on earth exactly at your level. We will take you with our airplanes. We will give you the money. We will compensate you for everything you will be losing. And we will give you the transportation to the country with the same conditions. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. So this is what they were offering. So, a final date was fixed, giving them time to submit their particulars and prepare for their departure. The inhabitants reacted in different ways. Look, I repeat, they had no choice to say no, and the final date was fixed. They have no choice with the final date. Let's say, now we are in July, for example, let's say by 1st of September, we'll do this experiment. So you have 2 months. Don't discuss why, when, how, we will do it. Just choose the country, prepare yourself, you know, put your particulars and put your name in the list to transfer you to that country, and that's it. Some, look, the inhabitants reacted in different ways. Now the people that were living there, they had three different groups. They were divided into three groups as a reaction to the American announcement. First group, let's call them Group A. Group A, some of them did as they were advised. Exactly. They were advised that you have 2 months, bring your things, list your name, prepare yourself, put the schedule, leave the place, it will be blown into pieces. Don't waste your time. He did not waste time. Ya Ami, what if thinking, no, Ya Ami, the America, they will do it. So just prepare yourself. Now, Group B, some daily delay, or those who, you know, some people, they kept postponing. They know that Americans, they will do it, but they say, yeah, we still have 3 months, 6 months. Why to rush? Why to be in a hurry? So some daily delayed and neglected the matter till the final dates. Second group, they did not reject, they did not deny the fact that the island will be blown, but they said we have enough time, why to rush? So let's wait to the final last week, and they wasted the full 2 or 3 months. Whereas others, Group C now, said the whole issue was based on lies, that there was no such place as the United States. They denied completely the possibility that there is Aslan. You know, primarily, there is a country as the United States. It's just based on lies, and they were therefore not willing to leave the island. It did not occur to them that the whole island will be blown into pieces and left in ruins. Now, Sheikh Tantawi continues. He says, this example illustrates the different attitudes that man has to life on earth. يقول الشيخ طنطاوي له عندها 3 مجموعات، المجموعة الأولى قالت يا عمي التزم وخليك محترم، حضر أغراضك، راح يفجروا ويعملوا التجربة تضيعش وقتك. المجموعة الثانية قالت احنا عارفين أمريكا راح تعملها، لكن 6 أشهر وسبعة أشهر، plenty of time. بآخر أسبوع احنا ما شاء الله رسمنا حط الأغراض بالكراتين توكل على الله يا شيخ. سكند جروب. ثيرد جروب قال لك يا عمي مين قال لك أنا في أمريكا أصلاً؟ هاي كلها عبارة عن دعاية إمبريالية وإحنا دول الممانعة والمقاومة لن نصدق هذه الأكاذيب فكلام فاضي هاي جروب A جروب B جروب C فيكمل الشيخ طنطاوي قال هؤلاء المجموعات من الفيشرمن اللي هم صيادي السمك يمثلون حقيقة موقف البشر تجاه الحياة في الدنيا They say represent the attitude of mind towards life. He says, the believer is aware of what is to come in the hereafter and therefore prepares for it by leading a life of repentance, obedience, and we can compare him to the first group of fishermen. The first group represents what? The believers. By the way, a believer has no right to say, Ya Allah, طيب, why did you decide to have a hereafter? Ya Ami, this is not your business. The hereafter will come and the day of judgment will come. Don't waste your time. But يعني, I think Allah should have... No, don't think. The end of the day will come. Don't waste your time. Time is fixed. So it's irreversible. Don't waste your time. This is group A, the believers. Okay? Just your business is what? To prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. Number, group B. Who's to back up and then ready to go and live in different place. Look, the comparison now. They were offered the residence of their choice in other. Now, I can decide to live in the Jannah according to my choice in which level. We have al-mukharrabun, we have ashab al-yameen, thullatun min al-awwaleen, qaleelun min al-akhireen, wa ashab al-yameen. ما أصحاب اليمين في سدر مخضود وطلح منضود وذل ممدود وماء مسكوب وفاكهة كثيرة لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوع This is a class of the people of the Jannah والمقربون it's a higher level so it's up to you to decide to be from الشهداء الصالحين the martyrs next to Prophet Muhammad or to be from the people of the Jannah you have 100 so decide said المرء يحشر المرء مع من أحب If you love the dancers and the people of the drugs, you will be, wal-iyadu billah, with them. If you love Prophet Muhammad and the Sahaba, you will be We love, إن المحب لمن يحب مطيع. If you love something, you will take care of it. You will follow it. So we have, you can decide exactly. So they did the job. They know, as we say in Arabic, حافظين درسهم تماما. وعارفين مطلوب منهم. اقرأ المنهاج, استعد للامتحان, ضيعش وقتك. طب ليش الامتحان بعد بكرة؟ يا عمي حسبي الله عليك. الامتحان الحق. What's the point of, طب ليش الامتحان؟ Your question, ليش الامتحان بعد بكرة, will not change the fact that الامتحان بعد بكرة. If you kept asking why the fixed date of the exam is just 2 days, it will not change the fact that the exam will be 2 days later. It will not change anything. So, group B. But the believer who does not obey God and ignores his obligations is like the second group of fishermen, who took no notice of the fact that danger was imminent. And I believe this is applicable on the majority of us. The majority. Believers, they are not non-believers, but they what? ما تدقش يا شيخ. توكل على الله, الله غفور رحيم بقى. الله يا شيخ حسبي الله عليكم يا شيوخ, انتم معقدينها, كلش معقدينها. يا عم عيش حياتك, توكل على الله. You know this kind of amazing poisoning عبارة, okay? Live your life, feel free, don't worry. Allah is the most for, I know Allah is غفور رحيم, you know, بس الله شديد العقاب as well. Please prepare yourself, be ready. Don't keep postponing, don't delay, because Allah سبحانه وتعالى has said, وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض. No one of us knows when he will pass away. So what's the point in just keep postponing? This is the second group compared with the second group of fishermen. In theory, they might be able to catch one of the aeroplanes to leave the island. But in theory, the possibility of not being able to catch a flight is there. True or false? Yes, maybe. Who told you? But what you have the guarantee. And this is, I think, I'm on top of you, majority of us. We have the good attitude, nice faith in theory. We love Allah, but we postpone a lot of things in our relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, as for the non-believer, he is like the third group of fishermen. He rejects and doubts the truth of religion. He is convinced that there is no life after this world existence, and that death is a deep sleep, permanent rest, and that he will be extinct. ينقرض. المثال الثالث, يقول لك هذول جماعة non-believers, ملحدين الكفرة الغير المؤمنين, يقول لك يا عم تضيعش وقتك, شو خرافات الله موجود وفي الله وفي إله وفي آخرة, أنت you are just wasting your time. كلام فاضي جدا. هذول الجماعة will be similar to the fishermen. When the bomb is coming, you know, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, some people, they were seeing the aeroplane, you know, in the sky when they dropped the atomic bomb, they saw it. So, but they were not expecting what will happen in a few seconds. And some of you have watched, you know, some kind of maybe 3D simulation or some part of the real of the bomb when it, you know, happened in Hiroshima and in Nagasaki. It's amazing, amazing, amazing. So I'm saying, okay, just a few seconds, everything will be blown into pieces. So out of a sudden, they will discover that standing before their Lord. So we have to take care and to be careful, not to be but from the first group, as much as we can. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فلا فوزوا مستغفرين. إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا, من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, له الملك وله الحمد, يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. Final points to conclude or to have some kind of benefits. One of the main reasons of this khutbah was just to give you some kind of information, tools, ways to make things simple, how to protect your faith or your aqidah, and to help your kids, your wives, your husbands, your colleagues, whatever, you know, how to establish on a real basis. One of the things that, because of my experience with my students, that I put it under of the law of what if, regardless the third group, the group those who denies everything, you don't waste your time, this is just khurafa, this is just a myth okay, who told you, how can you prove, etc. Once I remember, I used to have some atheists in my classes, and I gave them the full freedom to discuss, and you say, I discussed with them. So I remember some kind of a corporate discussion between me and one of them, saying, okay, Sheikh or Doctor, what if you discovered, you believer, talking about me or any someone like me, what if you discovered that when you pass away that there is no hereafter and there is no God? How much, what is the level of regret that you will face when you discover that you were just wasting your time? So my normal reply will be what? But what if you discover that there is God? Let's put it in 50-50 possibility. Okay? Let's put it 50-50 possibility. Give you this simple analysis to know how to discuss your kids. Imagine that. What if you discover there is no God? What if you discover there is God? Right. Possibility of 50% mine, 50% is yours. Let's analyze it. Analyze it in a simple way. If, God forbid, in theory, mathematically speaking, I discovered that there is no God, no hereafter, by the way, I will lose nothing because I will be nothing. I will be what? Nothing. The nothing and the nothingness will realize what? Nothing. Because I will be nothing. I will be nothing. So how come I will realize that I have lost the time? Yeah, I'm nothing. The nothing will understand nothing, and the nothingness will realize nothing. So I'm losing nothing. But our Lebanese brothers, they say, Habib Albe, what if? What if what? If you discovered, when you pass away, that there is God and accountability is waiting for you, what you will do? The 50% of mine now. What if? كَانَ اللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِكَ May God be with your soul. You are lost. So, taking in consideration your way of thinking, I'm losing nothing, because I will be nothing. But you can't ignore my possibility as a believer. Because you have to think about it. Because if my 50% is true, you are completely lost eternally. So you must consider mine, and I don't have even, say, the urge to think 1 second of yours. So please prepare yourself to discuss the people when they tell you, what if, ya Sheikh? Don't worry, I'm losing nothing. At least I have lived, and I led a very nice life. I was not drinking alcohol. I was not losing my mind. I was not a bad person. I was not lying. I was not committing any kind of bad sexual behaviors with anyone as a side. And the people, they used to love me. And I passed away, and I'm nothing. I forgot everything, and everything is missed. No one will remember, no one will feel anything, and everything is finished. By the way, this is for the sake of argument. No, we believe that, alhamdulillah. But in case if someone is discussing with you, prepare yourself how to deal with such thing. Before I conclude with the dua and finish the khutbah, two quick announcements. First one, starting from this coming Sunday, from 7:30 up to the Maghrib, which is about 1 hour and 40 minutes, inshallah, 45 minutes, we will start an Arabic course, inshallah, it will be followed by an English one, how to protect your children and your family from the atheism, to prepare themselves. Please, if you are interested, go to the website of Adar, Brother Hamid, Sheikh Abdulaziz, they will tell you basically how to register. It will be that open. 6 sessions, 6 weeks, 1 month and a half. You have to come to prepare yourself. We will be discussing on 6 intensive course how to protect your children. It will be in Arabic, then to be followed, inshallah, after that in English. Allahumma rahmatu wasa'a waghfir lana wa afina wa afu anna. Allahumma arhamna fawqa al-ardi wa tahta al-ardi wa yawma al-ardi alayka ya kareem. اللهم ارحمنا وارحم والدينا ووالدي والدينا واصحاب الحقوق والواجبات علينا يا كريم. اللهم انا عبيدك ابناء عبيدك ابناء امائك نواصينا بيدك ماض فينا حكمك عدل فينا قضاؤك. نسالك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك او انزلته في كتابك او علمته احدا من خلقك او استاثرت به في علم الغيب عندك ان تجعل القران الكريم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء احزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا يا رب العالمين. سبحان ربي رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة.